Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might still be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We run this whole thing called Building Fortunes Radio. And a while back, I was doing a radio show with the recently deceased Doris Wood. Doris Wood, bless her soul, she passed away on the 16th of May, 2023. Just wanted to put that in the archives of the Internet. Mm-hmm. So Doris was running the MLMIA, and every radio show I always give her homage to say this is how Janine and I met. Janine was a guest at the MLMIA radio shows that we were doing, and she did a couple of them, and I thought Janine was great. But she was just a guest, you know. She'd come and go, and somebody else would take over a show. And then a couple of years later, she called me up, and she said, hey, listen, that was really a lot of fun. I'd like to be able to do something like that again. We said, yes, let's figure out what times. And we do these either live or replays every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 7:30 on the central side. So 8:30 p.m. Eastern, you could listen in live. Or if you miss them, because I know you might be busy doing something, you can always check her out if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. You'll be able to hear the previous radio shows. And I know she has these archived somewhere on JanineAvila.com. Now, spelling counts, so grab your pen. I'm kind of warming you up for Janine's guest because you're going to definitely want a pen and paper or some kind of note-taking devices, because I know a little bit about this gentleman through the admin email address that he gave me, and I'm like, I like this guy already. Like, I like this guy already because he's cool and into acronyms. I'm like, this probably means something. But anyway, so before we get started, grab a pen, because if you want, go to JanineAvila.com, JanineAvila.com. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, just in case you forget that, you'll be able to always have her radio shows and her contact information inside the guest series as well. But I'm going to kind of step out of my way as quick as I can, because although Janine and I can carry on a conversation forever, I want to hear what her guest speaker has to say. And I did not know, but we must have known each other one way or another in a previous life. So that's a cool thing. So that's why I say, I like this guy already. So anyway, so having said that, Janine,
yeah,
thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. And before I say anything more, I wanted to tell you, Peter, too, that I think that we should do a tribute to Doris Wood show in a few weeks. I've got some
Absolutely.
Fun stories to share and some tribute, because she was such a great contribution and just so caring and loving, and she introduced us, and we're here because of her. So I will do that coming up. If you don't know Doris Wood, or you want to hear a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people are here because of Doris Wood, so she deserves that special recognition. She's a great lady.
Mm-hmm.
A great lady. Unbelievable person. Had a lot of, you know, pleasant conversations with her as well. So, yeah, we'll give Doris her space for sure. But I'm always going to give homage to her. I won't go through the lengthy explanation for those people listening in, but she was really a great person. So, having said that, you have a great person on the line, so let's pay attention to your great guest.
I do, and I'm so happy that he was – this is a treat for our listeners. I was excited about this show all week, and not only am I excited that I got him for this week, but we also have him for next week because
Sweet.
He's got so much great content. And so this will be a two-part show, and it fills in perfectly as we were talking about mindset and matters, and I'm going to let him tell you what –
Yep.
Newsletter list, what YTABA means, because you may not know, but it's fascinating. And
oh, either somebody is calling you at the same time or your internet is fuzzing out. Oh, crap. Blaine, guess what? She dropped off.
Okay, well,
so
listen, I'm here
I think you know enough about yourself to be able to introduce yourself. You've done that a couple of times, I'm sure. So over to you.
Yes. Yes, I have. Listen, thank you so much, Peter and Janine, for having me on the show. And actually, yes, I met Janine in 1998. at a company called Royal Body Care. She was working at a home-based business. But I think I met you in 97, so you get that preferential treatment. I believe we met at a kind of a network marketing certification that was at the University of Illinois Chicago with Dr. Professor King, and that really helped me. That kind of launched me. I ended up teaching a class at community colleges about home-based business and network marketing. It really did help me with my career.
That's great. That's great stuff. Yeah, Dr. King was a wonderful gentleman. We've had him on this radio show, believe it or not.
Nice.
So, yep, we've had him here, and actually I recorded some calls with him. Great man. But that's where we met. So that's a good thing. So that's the start of us. And then tell us a little bit more about what you do, because let me just share with you the reason why I say I love this guy already is I make up my own words sometimes, and I'm really big into acronyms. So when I saw yours from your email address, I said, this is a guy, just from looking at your email, I said, I got to find out what this means. So then when I went there, I said, that's perfect. I love that. So I'm going to stop keeping our guests in suspense and let you continue talking.
Yeah. So, all right. So I am maybe like some of the listeners, I had a couple of moments of what I call dawning comprehension, where, you know, the light bulb goes off and you're never quite the same, you know, after those happen. And for me, the first one happened in college. I went to and graduated from Purdue University. And it was weird. I think a lot of listeners, too, they may be seekers, like seekers of knowledge. So I'm always trying to improve, you know, seek out knowledge. And I saw this ad where you could send away, I'm going to date myself here, you can send away for an audio cassette. All right. So this is back in the 80s. And so you could send away for an audio cassette. And it was actually Earl Nightingale reading an abridged version of the book Think and Grow Rich, which I had never heard of in college. So I get this audio cassette tape. If you don't know what that is, you can Google it on the internet. But anyway, it's an audio program that came in this little cassette device. So I get that and I listen to it. And I'm listening to that, and I decide I'm going to get the book. I read the book. And it was in that year in college that I realized that, you know, I could create my own reality based on the thought. So that book is called Think and Grow Rich. Now rich could be like riches monetarily, but it could be any kind of riches, a harmonious family life, you know, a better job, you know, whatever you're looking for. And later, I came up with an acronym, which is what you were talking about. And the word is YTABA. Now it sounds like a circus tiger's name, YTABA, but it stands for what you think about, you bring about. And so that initial concept played a big role in my life, and I had a lot of success right away. I actually met my wife. We've been married 31 years now. I had a lot of business success. Later, I ended up actually buying one of the original 5,000 copies of the book Think and Grow Rich, which was cool because it was different than the one I read, but that's a whole separate story. So that was kind of dawning comprehension moment number one. And the second one, which really set me on the course for who I am today, came when my son was 1 year old, and I came home from a lengthy business trip, and I was a software engineer at that time. So my degree's in computer science, and I was doing that for a number of years. And I came home, and my son, Bo, he's acting like weird. Like I said, oh, honey, is Bo sick? Like, what's going on? And she says, no, he's not sick, but you were gone so long on that business trip, he kind of forgot who you were. And I was like, wait, what? And that night, you know, it was kind of an emotional night for me. But at that night, I made a clarifying decision. I had this moment of dawning comprehension when I realized, wait a second, both my parents work. So I would come home to an empty house. My brother was typically not there. And so I realized, I had this epiphany that I don't care what it takes, but I made this clarifying decision that no matter what, I'm going to be a work from home dad. And so what I did is I started two businesses. One was in network marketing, and then another one was a recruiting firm. But I started those two businesses, and it took me a year. My wife's pretty conservative. She's very supportive. But she's like, now when you're, they didn't call it a side hustle back then, but she said, when your side hustle is making as much money as the regular computer job, and we have 6 months of expenses saved, you can make the jump. So it took me a year, but I made that jump. And I became, and my dad actually had passed away, so I became a stay-at-home dad kind of in honor of my dad, work-from-home dad, and that was 28 years ago. And so I got to be there for the kids, all the stuff with the kids. They're growing and out of the nest now. But what it also afforded me was the time to do personal growth and development. So I ended up getting a couple of mentors. Earl Nightingale was a mentor, but Jim Rohn, he became my number one mentor. I got to share the stage with him, host him a bunch of times, and really get into why am I here? And I realized it was to help people take control of their lives by taking control of themselves, something I call self-fluence. So I started that company in 2009, and that's what I do now. And I do it for a lot of mastermind groups and different organizations, mostly business owners. And one of the groups started calling me. You said, hey, we're getting a lot of great results. You're like our chief results officer. And I go, I like that title, the crow, the chief results officer. And no one else was using it. So I went to the patent and trademark office, and I got the registered trademark, so the R with the circle, which carries a little more power than the TM. And so now I am America's only chief results officer, helping people take control of their lives by taking control of themselves. I think that's why God put me on the planet. And so that's, I don't know, maybe that's too long of a version, but that's how I got where I am today.
Well, Janine, you're back.
Wayne, I'm back, and did you hear any of my fabulous introduction I gave about you?
Nothing. We blew you off. We just said, nope, we'll go straight to Glenn.
We had a few sentences.
We dropped the middleman.
I'm so sorry. But one of the things I wanted everybody to know, and I'm going to say it again, and listening to Blaine and speak to you about from his heart, which is what he does, is he's accomplished. He's done a TED Talk. He's got all these credentials and accolades, and I didn't know you were the world's only chief results officer, but that makes me even more excited about all of this. But I was like, why Tabo? What is that? And he has so many different topics, but what I wanted to share is that it isn't his knowledge, because a lot of people have knowledge. It's his character, and he's just an amazing father and husband and friend. I met him through a company we were working at about 20 years ago, and you get to know people and you think, you've got that, this person's going to be in my life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And we've been lifetime friends, and him and his family came out when my son was in the Ironman, and then we talk business and we talk about our families. And it's just, everybody should have people like this in their life. And I was so excited when I found out he agreed to do the show, because I really wanted to share him with all of you and especially all our loyal listeners. We got him for 2 weeks. So it's his character and the person that he is, and then the knowledge, and he's fun. He likes to have fun. So that checks all the boxes for me of somebody who I really want to introduce you to. So do you want to, another thing, I'm a huge fan of Think and Grow Rich. And, you can go through there and just mastermind with people that understand that book and this philosophy and have read the book. So, Blaine, do you want to just jump right into Waitaba, or do you have anything else you want to add before you do that? Because I know people were asking me on the promo what that meant, but I said, listen to the show, and I'll let Blaine tell you.
Let's talk about that, and it can go in a lot of different directions. But this concept, Waitaba, what you think about, you bring about. So it's not just kind of the law of attraction. It's kind of the law of attraction plus action, right? So it's what you think about, you bring about. And so there's a lot of what's kind of cool is that Napoleon Hill wrote that book maybe over 100 years ago. But a lot of the stuff that he talks about, science is now kind of proving that stuff out, right? Is proving that stuff out. And so I studied a lot of personal development, Napoleon Hill, like I said, Earl Nightingale, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, and all that stuff. You can distill it all the way down to just those seven words. What you think about, you bring about. Now, this is not new per se. And if you go back, if you start to go back, a lot of people have talked about this, right? You know, Hamlet said, thinking makes it so. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? So you can kind of go on and on. Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman Empire, said, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it, right? Brian Tracy, he said, you become what you think about most of the time. Earl Nightingale was one of the all-time greatest records that was not music of the spoken word, called The Strangest Secret. And he said, we become what we think about, right? So Norman Vincent Peale said, change your thoughts and you change your world. So on and on, you know, the Dalai Lama, you know, said, change your thinking, change your life, right? Dr. Wayne Dyer, another kind of mentor of mine, has a book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man is what he thinks about all day long. And then one of my favorites is Gandhi, who said, a man is but the product of his thoughts, what he thinks he becomes. And so as you start to think about your life, you know, where you are today, you know, where you were, where you are today, and where you're going, if you're honest with yourself, you're going to see that that's really what it is, that it's your thinking that actually creates your reality. Now, sometimes people, they're like, well, you know, what do you mean by that? And how does this work? And how does the brain work? And I do have a TEDx talk about this topic. And one of the examples I use that everyone can relate to is the programming of something called the reticular activating system, right? So the reticular activating system, it's in the back part of your brain, and it is kind of like the executive secretary. It lets information into the conscious mind from the subconscious mind. And so you have a lot of information in the subconscious mind. You're like, it's like has thousands of things it's thinking about right now. It's running your heart rate and your blood pH and your breathing and all the bodily functions. It's running all that. It's also listening and feeling, you know, and seeing, right? All these different things. It's managing all that. And the reticular activating system is the piece of the brain that says what it highlights into your conscious mind. So I tell this story in my TEDx talk about my son, Bo. He bought his first car and with his own money and all that. And it was an Acura TL maroon. I had never seen the car before, never heard of the car. He sends me this kind of emotional picture of him in front of the car. And then wouldn't you know it, for the next, let's say 2 weeks, that car is all over town. Now, he lives in California. I was in Scottsdale, Arizona. That car, I see the car in the lot. It's like right in the front of the lot at the Acura dealer. I didn't even know the Acura dealer was there. One pulls up right next to me, same color. Why is that? Is someone pulling a big prank on me? No. The cars were already there. I was just tuned into it. So based on, you know, what you think about, you bring about, it happens because you get tuned into it. And really, one of the big things, and we could dive deep into taking control of your thoughts, it's really a combination of your thoughts and the lens that you look at life through that actually determine your physical reality. And this was a big breakthrough for me. And actually, my dad passed away on the same day that my son was born. And for a while, I was kind of bitter. But in the end, I choose better over bitter. I talk more about that in the TEDx talk. But this concept of Waitaba really, really helped me. And this other example, I'll give you this example of the lens, which most people can really understand. So, Janine, if I said to you, hey, this morning, I talk to you in the morning, I say, I don't know why, but I just feel like this is going to be a really bad day for you. I'm sorry. I just have this intuition. And so you go about your day and you walk out to cross the street and you're almost hit by a car. You're almost hit by a car. And you go, you say, dang, that Blaine was right. This is a really bad day. I was almost hit by a car. And you're shaking and you're scared and you're nervous and you're crunched over and you're really scared the rest of the day. And your brain chemistry and your body physiology is all scared and contracted and tight, right? That's what happened because of the lens. Now, same day, same morning. I say, Janine, I don't know why, but like today's your lucky day. This is going to be like one of the best days of your life. Same thing. You step out in the street, almost hit by the car, and you go, darn, that Blaine was right. This is the best day of my life. I'm spared. I wasn't killed. I wasn't even hurt. God has plans for me. And you're smiling. You're ecstatic. You're energized. And your brain chemistry and your physiology is one of openness and excitement and high energy. Now, nothing changed in that day except your lens. What you think about, you bring about. So it's important, like in the morning, I take a mind shower. So a lot of people take a physical shower every day. That's good for the body. But what about washing out your mind? So I take this mind shower every morning. It's one of my habits that I've had for, I think, like 1,500 days in a row. I've got an app that tracks it. But anyway, I take this mind shower where I clean out my mind, but I also polish off the lens. And I make sure that I'm looking for the things that I want in that day. So I don't know. That's kind of an introduction there into the Waitaba philosophy. Any thoughts so far?
Well, I got such a big aha, and it's just the way that explaining that about like
the lens of like, well, I almost got hit by a car or I didn't get hit by a car. Like how you look at it makes so much sense. So I think you're really, this is great. I just like you to keep going because I know everybody's probably taking notes like crazy. But remember, you can always listen to these again on the podcast. But it is good to take notes. But, yeah, just keep going, Blaine.
Okay. All right. So we realized, and this is what I realized in college and kind of helped me be successful in different areas of my life, is what you think matters, right? What you think about, you bring about. So the question begs, like, what are you thinking? Right. So you have to realize that your thoughts become things. And there's kind of a famous saying in brain science, neurons that fire together, wire together. So I say neurons that fire together, wire together. So the more you think about it, the more you bring about it. Right. So that's why whatever you're concentrating on tends to manifest or show up in your life because you're kind of creating those neurological pathways for your RAS to bring that to your attention. The other good example of the RAS is, you know, I can be in a crowded airport and hear nothing, but when they say my name over the loudspeaker, whammo, I hear it immediately, right? Because again, that's the RAS. It's tuning in. It's taking all the inputs, but deciding, you know, what should you get, right? All right. So let's talk about the application. How do you turn around and how do you use this why table, what you think about, you bring about. So clarity is key. That's what Think and Grow Rich, the book, really says. You got to decide like what you want, like really decide in as much detail as possible what is the thing that you really want and what maybe is even give. I call them the ladder of importance, right? You know, what is it, the things you really want, and then put them on the ladder of importance, you know, with the most important one at the top. But then how you take control, focus on what you want, not on anything else, right? So focus on what you want. Keep your focus on the things that you want, right? So I used to do New Year's resolutions. Now I just do a word, like I pick a word for the year, right? So my word for this year, my word is health, right? And so every day I write out I have a daily sheet that I use to kind of plan my day. And I write out by hand, you know, actually if you write it in cursive, it's even better for your brain. But anyway, I write out the word health. And then I write out my bring about statement so that I'm focused in on, you know, what it is. I'm staying focused on what I want, not on anything else. And if you find yourself, and we can actually, we could go in or we could save it for next week, but we could go into this whole concept of how do you hack your head trash, right? So everybody has head trash, different levels of head trash, but how do you hack your head trash? How do you get rid of that negative thoughts, negative ideas, self-doubt, you know, all those things. So all that head trash that doesn't serve you, there's a lot of easy ways to kind of quickly get rid of it, but then also proactively keep it at a minimum. So first is focus on what you want, not on anything else. The second thing is that we live our life in days. And so the morning is really critical to you having a good day, having a progressive day, having a day of results. So getting some morning momentum. If you can wake up and have a morning routine, something that's a little bit on automatic pilot, so you don't really have to think about it that much, keep the resistance low, you know, to whatever those things you're going to do, and don't make it too long that you can't do it. I like a 10-minute mind shower in the morning. But if I only have time for a 2-minute mind shower or a 3-minute mind shower, I'm still doing the mind shower. I'm not losing my streak. I'm still going to get it in. But I'm doing stuff in the morning to gain what we call morning momentum, right? So that could be a gratitude list. That could be reading from an inspiring book. Think and Grow Rich book study edition is my favorite because that's the one I kind of wrote as a derivative work with Napoleon Hill. Watching an inspiring video, listening to maybe some music or an audiobook, or listening to shows like this, right? Radio shows like this, right? You know, getting involved in the Building Fortunes radio shows would be good. Reading biographies of people that you admire or maybe people that you want to become like. Another interesting one for morning momentum is a simple and easy one, and it's called your greatest moment. So everybody has these greatest moments in your life. And so if you go back and relive one of those greatest moments, this is also something good to do before a stressful meeting or wherever you need high performance. Go back and relive in your brain, relive that greatest moment. right? So sometimes it's for some people, it's getting married or birth of a child or some big, you know, some big award that you got or some big presentation you did. Or it could just be, you know, a hug, like just this great hug from one of your kids or from a friend. But whatever it is, relive it with as many emotions as possible. And that kind of fills your body, not only with a good feeling, but it actually fills your body with good brain chemistry. And what's happening? Those neurons are firing together, so they're wiring together, and you actually increase your positivity and your expectancy of positivity throughout the day. So that's a good one to throw in the morning. Engaging with a positive kind of support person in the morning is good. You know, making a little list for the day, I think, is good. But gaining some morning momentum. So focus on what you want, gain some morning momentum, and then choose your thoughts and your inputs wisely, right? So I talk about in my TED talk about the mind's a garden, right? And our thoughts are the seeds. So you can grow flowers or you can grow weeds, right? The choice is yours, right? And if you plant nothing in your mind, right, you don't give the RAS any instruction, then you're just going to, weeds are going to grow, and you're going to be susceptible to other people's thoughts and desires for what they want you to do rather than you. But choose your thoughts and inputs wisely, right? So be careful. Like, just know everything you experience is going into that beautiful, you know, 3 pounds of gray matter in your brain, right? So be careful what you watch, who you hang around with, even you know, the foods you eat or the beverages you drink, all of that stuff kind of affects your, you know, affects your body on a physical level. So hey, there's a couple things. So the key there is, again, you know, you've got to also take control of your thoughts. So we could dive deep into thought control or we could go into hacking your head trash or wherever you would like to go.
Okay, well, let's do this, and this is fascinating. Let's go to a commercial, and then when we come back, I'd like you to explain to our listeners a little bit more about the mind shower. Like, how do you do that? And my
Excellent.
Guess is you don't wake up and turn on the news. So let's talk about the mind shower when we come back from the commercial.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Janine Avila and her great guest. His name is Blaine Olkers. I'm going to say it like it sounds, O-E-L-K-E-R-S. Got a great website. He's going to give it to you before the end of this. And Janine, I'm loving this. So Blaine, great job. Thank you very much for being here. And for those people who may not have been able to grab a pen or paper, a note-taking device, you better grab one now, because grab it while it's here. You'll be able to listen to it again. As Janine had mentioned, go back to buildingforcesradio.com/Janine or go to JanineAvila.com, and you'll be able to see the links to this show there too. So Janine, back to you.
Okay, and I'm loving everything you're saying, Blaine, and you and I think alike, and I know you know that. And I have a morning routine that I do specifically that keeps me on track. So I'm fascinated when you talk about the morning, because I think a lot of people underestimate the power of the mind in the morning and how the first things they do. So I'm wondering if listeners are saying, well, I want to take a mind shower. What is that? How do I do that? What is that?
Yeah, great question. So the mind shower is kind of like you wash your physical body, right, to clean it. It's the cleaning of your mind, and there's a couple of components to it. So one is kind of cleaning, meaning letting go of you know, things from yesterday, right? Letting go, maybe forgiving yourself, forgiving somebody else. If you're spiritual, I kind of let go, let God. So I have a little conversation with God during my mind shower. But you're kind of letting yesterday's trash go, letting that stuff go, knowing that today's a new day, a fresh day, using some kind of meditation, typically some breathing, kind of calming. Definitely doesn't involve any news. It's actually good for you if you take a media fast, like a news media or social media fast, is actually kind of good for the mind. And the last part is setting the intention for the day. And that is where you kind of say, this is what I'm looking, these are the wins I'm looking for from today. And so I actually use an app, and there's a couple of different apps that I'll give you. They all have free versions. Some have paid versions too. One app is called Headspace, and that's a meditation app. And all these apps can track your streaks. That's another thing that I like. And once you get a streak of 3 or 4 days in a row, you don't want to break it. So it's kind of fun. But anyway, so Headspace is one. Calm is another. So headspace.com, calm.com. Insight Timer is they have over 100,000 different kind of meditations and things you can do. And then there's one called Abide, which is kind of a Christian one, if you're into that, which I like. But I use those for part of that. I kind of started off by doing, you know, a 5 or 10 minute meditation, and then I'm kind of letting things go. But then I'm really kind of focusing in and saying, this is going to be a great day. I'm looking for these things to make it a great day. Now, it's every day a great day? No, not every day. But 9 out of 10 days are great because I'm looking for it, kind of like that almost hit by the car thing.
Well, that is super helpful. I was actually taking all kinds of notes myself because I love the way we can use these apps to help us so much. So, Blaine, let's talk a little bit about how does somebody change? Like, I know with my coaching clients, one of the first things I have to work on with people is when I do my first calls, I listen to everything they say to me, and I have to try to remove the negative self-talk. And amazes me how people don't realize how damaging it is to say things like, I don't remember names, or I'm not good at math, or I'm having a bad day. Because as we know, because we've listened to all the same mentors, our brain is recording that, and it's like, oh, okay, we're having a bad day. So if somebody wants to start fresh tonight, they're listening to this because they're like, I've had enough of this negativity, where do you think somebody could start?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. I'll give you two different things. And I heard this one quote, and it really it really resonated with me. And the quote is this: it's when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. Right? So when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. Now, what that quote did for me initially was I started hearing my own limitations, right? I hear myself saying, I'm too old. I'm too slow. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. And I started to catch myself. And so I'm going to give you two techniques to kind of hack your head trash. One is immediate, like you can use it right away. And then the other is a little bit more, or I'll give you a few for kind of longer term correction of that. But when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. Then what happened is, like you, I started hearing everybody else just saying, well, this is that, and this is that, and I'm to this, and I'm to that, and I could never do that. And it's like, holy cow, you're going to keep those forever, right? You know, because you're arguing, you're making a case for you not to be successful. All right, so here's a couple of things. So the first one, what happens is that you have to turn your brain around to work for you, not against you. Now, if you just say, if you say something like, here's one, I often get this one as chief results officer, I don't have enough time. I never have enough time. And if you keep saying you don't have enough time, you've said, your brain says, yeah, you don't have enough time because you're a father and you're a business owner and you volunteer at a church and you say yes too much and blah, 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 you're sunk, right? So here's the key. The key is you do something called you yeah, but yourself. And then later you can yeah, but other people. So what happens is when you say that, you say,
like
yeah,
yourself,
but,
right?
And then you pause and you give your mind, which is kind of like Google. It has to answer the question, right? So I never have enough time. Yeah, but, and you say it like that. Yeah, but I control my schedule. Yeah, but you can wake up early tomorrow, 30 minutes. Yeah, but you could stay up 30 minutes late. Yeah, but you could say no more often. Hello, Blaine, come on. You know, you could delegate more. You could hire that other second assistant that you talked about. So you come up with solutions that guide you. You know, what you think about, you bring about, right? But it's switching those thoughts over. So you yeah, but yourself, and then you start to yeah, but other people. So someone will say something like they'll say, well, Blaine, I just don't have enough time for that new habit. I'll say, yeah, but. And then I just stop. And they go, yeah, but it is important, right? Yeah, but, you know, and then they start answering. So yeah, but is kind of in the moment a solution. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And I like that because you're giving people a technique, that's a strategy so that they can start. And then that's the thing to me is like, once you make people aware, as you know, like not to say that, then they're not reprogramming their brain every time they say it, and you can give them the yeah, but. I like that a lot.
Yeah, so that's kind of the in the moment. Now, the longer term solution to the head trash is this concept of this quote I like is, the solution to pollution is dilution. So the solution to pollution is dilution. And it's like in the science class when you had the beaker of the dark liquid and then they would pour like the water or the clear liquid and it would get lighter and lighter and lighter. If you poured enough water in there, it would come clear again. So it's the same thing, is that you've got to pour in the positive. And so that, like listening to radio shows like this one, right? Listening to, podcasts and audiobooks and spiritual literature, whatever it is, you got to pour in the positive and at a much higher ratio than the original negative, right? So I would say, you know, back in my younger days, if I had 1 hour of pity party and negative thoughts and crushing news and all that stuff, I might need 5, 6, 7 hours of positivity to neutralize, right? To dilute down that negative. Now today, I'm under 1 to 1. If I have an hour worth of negative stuff, I can throw on my favorite Jim Rohn audio program, The Power of Ambition, and in 30 minutes, I'm back. So once you start doing it, it becomes easier and easier and easier. But that's the idea, is pour in the positive, and it can be, you know, audio programs, but it's also people, right? So pour in the positive people. You know, there's people like you, Janine, you're a great encourager. Peter's a great encourager. There are people that encourage people, want to see people succeed. They vibrate at a higher frequency. You want to be around those people. And you know the other people, right? They're kind of the time vampires, the lower frequency people that kind of drag you back into the gutter with them, right? You know, so you want to try to minimize the exposure to that and maximize this exposure to the positive, higher frequency people, foods, everything that's that kind of supports you. So there's kind of two techniques there.
You know, it's interesting that you said that about the mind shower, because I actually hadn't heard you say that before. And I had a conversation with someone that was so negative. And when somebody else, one of my friends called me and said, how did that go? And I said, oh my gosh, I felt like it was so bad, I wanted to take a shower. I started laughing. But in listening to you, it's like I needed a mind shower after that. And that's a habit that one of my mentors, and I talk about her often on this program, Rosemary, when I was in Tupperware. And she'd say, when you talk to a negative person, call somebody that you know is going to be positive. And that's what's great about having people like this. And like you said, you know, people, programs, things that you listen to that bring you back. And it's work, everybody. It doesn't just, it's like not easy. We all struggle. We all work at it. But the difference is we work at it. So I just think this is great.
Yeah. The other thing too, one other thing you can do is, and I have this in my iPhone, is make a list. We call it your personal lifters. So make a list of those things that lift you up. You know, Janine, maybe you have one of these episodes of the radio show that you're like, oh, that's one of my favorite episodes. Like, get the link for that. Put it in your phone, right? I have videos. You know, I've got, Rocky little excerpts from movies. I've got music, mm-hmm. certain songs from the 80s. I mean, I can throw on some Journey songs and I'm getting pumped up, right? So look to those things that personally lift you up and make a list of those. It could be one of your greatest moments, like a memory, but it could be music. It could be links to videos. Sometimes I just need to listen to those. I got a link to a video that is just babies laughing. So Sometimes I just need that baby giggle video, right? So figure out what it is for you. Make that list and have it. It's right there at the phone. So when you need it, you can have that dose of positivity to kind of bring you back.
Oh, yeah. And I do that with the movies. Like, I have my movies. Like, there's certain movies, like the movie Joy, and Rocky, of course, is one of my classic all-time favorites. Bleed for This. There's movies that when I start to feel and pay attention to the fact that I'm sliding into a funk, and we all do because we're human. And then I watch these movies that inspire me, and you'll kind of forget. And like you said, you have people, you know, that saying, friends sing your song when you forget the words. So when
right.
you have the right people in your life that will remind you of when you, even if you're in a low and you can't remember, don't remember. Your friends can, the real friends, not, I'm not talking about Facebook friends, and I'm not talking about associates. I'm talking about people who knew you when, that can remind you that you're an overcomer and that you're a winner. And those are the people you want to talk to, not people that are commiserate with your misery. You need people to sort of, you know, kick you in the tail and get you going. So
yeah,
I think
I agree 100%. And there's even a song called Overcomer that I hear sometimes on, you know, on the radio. And I love that one.
Yeah, that's great. So, Peter, I've been hogging Blaine. I want to kick it over to you to see if you have any questions or comments.
I love this stuff. So I remember when I was first exposed to it, I was a recent college graduate, and somebody had told me about Think and Grow Rich and Earl Nightingale and stuff like that. And I said, you know, this stuff sounds like brainwashing. Nobody around me ever talks like this. My mom doesn't talk like this. My dad doesn't talk like this. None of my family members talk like this. This wasn't taught in my school. And I was a, you know, chemistry major, biology major as well. And I said, okay, but this stuff, you know, what is this stuff? Is this brainwashing? And I said to myself, you know, if this, let me try it. If it works, it's going to be good for me. If it doesn't work, I'll probably figure it out pretty fast. But the reality was it made sense, and then I started to apply it, and then I became a believer. So if, you know, just to maybe the opening statement that I made a little bit earlier, a lot of people live their whole entire life, and they've never been exposed to this. Never. So it might be a foreign topic. You just got to try it. So, Blaine, I'm sure you have courses and things like that, and I love your acronyms, and I love your spirit, and I love your voice. I'm glad you're going to come back. So I'm going to kind of be brief here and say, everybody, make sure you take a look at his website. Blaine, give us contact information, and then we'll be back. And we're going to make a guest page for Blaine. His last name is O-E-L-K-E-R-S, so you'll be able to – we'll make sure he puts links and stuff like that. If you are driving and you can't maybe get to something, you'll be able to take some notes. But, Blaine, please give us your contact information, and we'll send you a guest link, so it'll be up on the guest page so we can list more stuff like this. And I'm going to say it as simply as I can. If you don't have a Blaine Olkers in your life, you need one. Like, seriously.
You need one.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not kidding. This is not optional. This is like for survival. Like, you need this. And I'm serious, so I'll just leave it at that. So back to you, Janine or Blaine.
Yeah, so listen, thank you so much. I love those kind words. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm here to serve. The easiest way to get in touch with me is just I've got a website, BlaineTEDx.com. So BlaineTEDx.com. There you can opt in to actually watch my TEDx talk, but also get a transcript. It's all about why TABA. The cool thing on the TED talk is at the end, I give a very simple yet elegant way that you can remind yourself of whatever your top goal is 100 times a day, but you don't have to do anything. It happens kind of naturally. So anyway, that's a little bit of a promo
that
for that.
But
go there,
that was clever.
I tracked you down.
That was super clever. I love that. I didn't even think about that. Didn't know if it was possible. So I got to ask my granddaughter to show me how to do that.
There you go.
So Janine, I'll let you wrap it up. You got about a minute left.
Okay, thanks. We're almost out of time. You know, Blaine's TEDx talk has had over 200,000 views. So check it out. You have resources available. Connect with them on LinkedIn and just check it out. I also want to give a shout out to Morgan, who does all the marketing for the show. And I got more responses from the image that Morgan, you know, she puts her heart into this. she's probably listening, but Morgan put a great promo together showing thoughts and the things you think about, you bring about, and we're just very grateful for her. So I wanted to say that. And I'm come back, join us next week. If you're listening on the podcast, you know, you'll hear part two. Blaine will be back next week, and we'll talk about more specifics. You can send questions. If you want to ask Blaine a question, you can email me at info@JeneAvila.com, and I will ask Blaine these questions on the show next week. And this has been such a fun, inspiring show, I think, for all of us. I'm sure everyone will agree. We've got America's only chief results officer on the line tonight. And results, we can all feel good about things, but at the end of the day, what are your results based on what you want? So you decide what you want, and we're here to try to help show you how to get them. So I want to thank everyone for listening in. Blaine, thank you so much for joining us tonight and your contribution. And check us all out, and we'll be back here next Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central. Thank you, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.